time when I saw myself, a floodlit figure on the stage. The Metropolitan Opera, the Daily Critic's latest rage. But my voice went through a change about the same time as my skin. Now the upper rock is gone and what is left is getting awfully thin. There was a time when I saw myself, a superstar up on the stage, someone's rock and roll opera. But then my throat began to wage, and I wound up working nights with afternoons when I'm awake. So I watch the daily dramas as my life becomes a coffee break. Here's the story up to date. Shirley's found another mate, though she'll wind up with a husband in the end. It's a day-to-day routine, and I watch the TV screen, letting Bob and Shirley live my life for me. It's an opera made of soap, using other people's hope, and tomorrow's showing soon enough for me. There was a time when I saw myself, a clean-cut cowboy on the screen, a spurs and saddle horse opera, but that's a long-forgotten dream. So I want, let's make a deal and win the jackpot in my brain. Then it's time to watch the show that's got my cerebellum half insane. Here's the story down to earth. Shirley's finally given birth. She's been carrying the baby for a year, though it don't belong to Bob, who's been fired from his job as a surgeon, 'cause he's got this sudden fear. He can't stand the sight of blood. Meanwhile, Shirley's mad at Judd, who's the father of the kid, but he won't give. And tomorrow's show will say what they left out yesterday, and that gives me one good reason I should live. Here's the story in a shell. Bobby's mind is shot to hell, 'cause he can't recall his name or how he feels. He's a lost amnesiac while his wife is in the back of a station wagon, notching up her heels. Meanwhile, Bob's assistant nurse has some poison in her purse, and she's gonna slip it into Shirley's soup. Good old Judd thought up the scheme. Good old Judd is Shirley's dream, but old Judd don't wanna share her chicken coop. The nurse would like to keep Shirley's body.